Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's your one of your many nemesis, Dr. Cold Thunder Lightning.
Hello!
Hello?
Dr. Cold, hello!
Hello?
Is
your internet connection okay, Dr. Cold?
Yes, I didn't know when I was supposed to. We didn't go over like marks of like when I should come out and reveal myself. I confused the blocking. I thought they'd be pointing a different direction in the.
Dr. Cold couldn't make the dress rehearsal last night.
I'm sorry.
He's doing so great.
Holy miscues, Ratman. Riddle her, did you want to bonk us on the head so we can redo it?
Nope.
Dr. Cold, a blocking note from Ratman. You're actually facing away from your camera, so we're getting the back of your head. I don't know if that's intentional, if that's like a...
Okay, yeah.
Find your light. Does that make sense? Find your light?
Yeah. Okay, hang on one sec. Let me just...
No, sorry, I'm pushing my religion on you. Find your light with this pamphlet.
Swallow, it's not the time.
Okay.
Okay, leave him alone. He's so evil. Look how evil he is.
All right, does everyone feel colder now? Is it a little bit colder in the room now?
Well, we're soaking wet, so it's all kind of cold.
Well, perhaps if I freeze a little cube for you. Hold on.
It's his power. Relax.
Do you want some privacy, Dr. Cold?
No. I'm just gonna get a little one out here.
Okay. You know, most refrigerators now have ice makers on them.
Yeah, not, but they don't create dastardly cubes like I do.
All right.
And so here's a little ice cube for you. Hold it in your hand. Feel how cold it is.
Well, it's a video chat. I mean, do you have an ice cube for us, Riddle Her?
Did you mail one?
I have one. Sorry. Hold on. I sent a bunch ahead of time. I'm just cracking my ice tray, putting it out on the table. Ooh.
Yeah. So that's for me.
Ice cubes.
That's a little present from Dr. Cold.
Darn you, Dr. Cold, and your dastardly cold turds.
No, they're not. Okay, they do not. The cubes do not come from my butthole. It's a separate hole just for ice, okay? So I have a normal working butthole like anybody else.
They're next to each other, though.
They're adjacent, yes. They're adjacent holes.
The lady doth protest too much. No one with a normal butthole has to keep saying, I have a normal butthole.
Okay, well, it's a working butthole. It's not normal, it's a working butthole. Okay, but it is separate from my ice hole. I have an ice hole as well.
I guess if we're going to get into semantics here, I would define my butthole as working and not really normal as well.
Yes, thank you, because you have a degree of self-awareness, right?
Yes, well, I mean...
A butthole is antithetical to the human existence.
Oh, no. Now we're not agreeing anymore.
So wait, the ice is not your poop?
No. I have a normal digestive process like any other supervillain. I have a normal digestive... But I, and I alone, Dr. Cold, have the ability to form... The most dastardly ice cubes known to man.
So, Dr. Cold, I'm so sorry, Dr. Cold, but you can, you don't pee? The pee is ice cubes? Is there pee too? Are there three holes?
I pee and I defecate. I have a normal working...
So you don't come.
Wastes. Okay, I do not come, but that is a different, that's a psychological issue. It has nothing to do with my...
Right, man. Let's cut this guy some slack. I feel bad now.
Yes, he has some sort of mental block. If we can get Dr. Cold to come by the end of this segment,
yes,
I think we'll have done our job, Swallow.
Yes.
No, not the point. You're supposed to be terrified of
such an evil man.
It sounds like somebody needs a reminder of my ability. Tell me you want it.
Dr. Cold, and you're doing such a good job.
Tell me you want it.
Right on my back.
We've been bad, Dr. Cold. Give it to us.
Right on my back.
I'm going to look away.
There he is. There's
Hold on. Hold on. I heard a fart. I heard a fart.
Yes, but that was because I was straining. It had nothing to do with the process of... Riddlehurt, can you please...
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay,
you have another cube?
Oh, yeah. And oh, evil. Look how cold these cubes are. I'm going to put them in the back of your necks. How uncomfortable is that?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
God, honestly, I'm lightheaded now.
A little hot, a little cold. It's actually working really well for Ratman.
Can you show his powers a little bit of respect, please? Do you know what he had to go through to get these powers? Tell him. Tell him, Dr. Cold.
I fell into a lake when I was a child. It was a frozen lake.
Oh, no.
Wait, you fell into a frozen lake? You mean you stood on a frozen lake?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was on a lake. I was playing hockey, and I fell into the lake.
Oh.
And I obtained my powers. It was a toxic lake, and so when I awoke, I had a second hole in slightly between. It doesn't matter where it is. The fact is that I have it. And I
heard you drilled it yourself. Those are the rumors going around Riddle City.
Yeah,
what happened was when I awoke, I could feel that I was making cubes, but they had nowhere to go. So they accumulated. They accumulated, and it was like a maintenance man with, like, when you have a leaky ceiling with drywall, and you just have to drill a hole. So I drilled a hole, and now I have.
It's like I must scream, but I have no mouth situation.
Yes, exactly like that. Yes.
And then he had to get his doctorate, which that's no walk in the park.
Well, you will note there is no period after the doctor. It's like Dr. Pepper. So I technically am not a licensed physician.
Your ice has 23 flavors.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Oh, I think without the period, that means drive, like in an address.
What?
I think if you put doctor without the period, I think legally... You're describing a location, a drive, as in an address, like 14 Elm DR means 14 Elm Drive.
So should we be calling you Drive Cold?
No, it's Dr. Cold. It's a soft A, so Dr. Cold.
Okay. I was going to say, you could also do like Doc Cold as well, because I don't think that's short for doctor.
But what's more fun than saying Dr. Cold
Dr.
is here?
Dr. Cold.
Oh, probably Dr. Cuckold. That's more fun. Was that the question?
Okay. No. I have a question for you. I have a riddle for you.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We've been... Dr. Cold, you don't know, but we have been loving these riddles.
No, okay. You hate them, because each time you get one wrong, the water rises a little bit, and you start
and the
to
water
drown
will
slowly.
Rise a little bit more.
Yes, and then I'm going to put some of these ice cubes that you made with your butt, not your butt, no. The other hole, third hole, into the water, and the water will get even colder.
I have to say, this is a pretty big room. You would have to dump a lot of these ice cubes, and I think he's done two and almost passed out, so I'm not really worried about
it. Oh, maybe I better get to work.
No, Dr. Cold, it's totally fine. We're kind of in terror right now.
Look me in the eye.
There's blood coming from his from his hairline. Why is that a thing?
I don't.
I'm pushing the hair plugs out.
I think he said he drilled the hole. He said he drilled the hole because he had all of the cubes inside of him. I don't think he's generating cubes anymore.
He's like one of those Play-Doh people when you put Play-Doh in the hair.
Oh no! One of his eyes is all blood
just,
now.
You're hurting
pull
him.
This one. No, I gotta just pull this one out.
Riddler, just throw the cube into the water. Just throw the cube in.
And now the water will rise.
Oh, it's bad. You've done a good job. Oh, it's so... Oh, we hate it.
Show him some respect.
Job.
He has saved so many of my barbecues. When someone has forgotten to get ice, he has made sure our lemonade is cold. He is a great man and a terrible villain.
I drank that lemonade.
They're sanitary. Don't make it seem like everyone keeps acting like they're coming from my butt. It's totally sanitary.
How can they're coming from so close to your butt? How can they be sanitary?
Oh, and look, it's all relative. Your mouth is close to your butt in the grand scheme of things. Look at you. All of a sudden, you're all holier than thou. Oh, my gosh.
A turnabout's fair play, I guess. Yeah, I mean... This is really the rat calling the kettle black.
Speaking of holier than thou, have you found your light? Can I talk to you today about finding your light?
Listen, when you have gone through what I have, you realize that God is a myth.
Wow. Now we're getting into it. This could be, hey, Swallow, this could be the psychological block.
Ooh, here we go.
Right? Nope, they're messing with you. They're messing with you. Just read the riddles. They're trying to distract you.
Psychological block. That's interesting. God exists? What?
1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.